oh my god, for the first time in like ever, there's three Andrews on a pod.
Andrew Law.
Yeah. Yep, you're right. Well, not these three.
Fix yourself.
Not these three.
Yeah. Wow. It's the dangerous triage of Andrews.
Man, the reason we all have our own individual nicknames.
Facts.
All three Andrews in the same room.
What's mine?
Myers.
Solo Dolo.
Solo Dolo. I like that better.
Solo Dolo, baby.
Yeah, we got Myers in the building. You know what I'm saying? The homies keep coming through every week. That's how we got it nowadays.
Right. We're a commodity. People want to see us work.
We're popping. We're popping in these streets.
Brand new whip, just hopped in.
And shit's just getting back to normal, bro. Baseball's back. Basketball comes back tomorrow.
That's right. I forgot.
Or wait, what's today? Wednesday?
No, it's Friday. Yeah, Friday they do.
Today's Wednesday, though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so Friday. I thought today was Thursday. And then Slim's back in the losing column, baby. So yeah, shit's back to normal. We back.
All right. You went 3-2, so I don't want to hear it.
Hey, win's a win, Slimmy.
Fair enough. Well,
I know you would have been stroking your own little dick if you went 3-2.
That's why I did it before I came.
Pun intended?
But a ps. Oh, golly. Well, what's new with you?
Do you normally stroke your dick before you come?
Who? Slim?
Here, yes. Mm. Post or pre-pod come.
What about the post-pod come?
That'll be, like, way later.
Mm. Very cool. What's new with me?
How hungover were you when you woke up? Because I felt awful.
When?
When you woke up this morning?
I wasn't too fucked up.
Mm.
So, I was at the bar for 6 hours yesterday, though, so. That was brutal.
I think I drank a lot more Millers than you, because I had, like, six.
Dog, I was on, like, my eighth course. I was over it.
Damn.
I had a headache. I wanted to go home.
And you didn't?
No, I did.
Oh, you did later?
I went home right after you did.
Oh, okay, cool. Gotcha. Yeah. I felt like I got hit by a truck when I woke up. I went downstairs, started to do my workout. Fucking.
I usually face them, that's why.
Oh, yeah.
I'm used to facing them bitches on the pod.
Some don't smoke?
No. Mm.
No smoky. And Ron tried to pass it to me less than five times last pod.
Fucking dweebus.
He was like, it'd be a lot easier if you just smoked it.
Don't worry, you guys are going to get a healthy heaping of Han later. That's his Brazilian name.
Han.
Han, that's what we're calling him now.
Han Silva. Because it can't be Snyder. That's not Brazilian.
It's Han Silva. No, it's Honda Snyder.
Sounds like that ice cream. What am I thinking of? Hollandaise? Haagen-Dazs?
Oh, Haagen-Dazs.
Yeah.
Is it Hollandaise is like a sauce.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
I said some stupid shit on the podcast that I can't even remember, but I said some stupid shit last week.
On GarageBot or A&A?
Both, probably. Yeah, I didn't listen to GarageBot. I literally got 2 minutes in. It was us talking over each other, and I was like, fuck this. I ain't listening
yeah,
to this
so
shit.
For all of you, we tried something new. We're going to try it again tonight. If you fuck with it, let us know. If not, well.
It'll have its own page soon, maybe.
Maybe. Right. Hopefully. It'll be cool. Just got to talk to the big-assed man.
Is he, never mind.
You have a big-ass man?
Yes.
Yeah, he used to be our boss.
Head honcho.
Ex-head honcho.
Yeah. Well, he still runs the network.
We run that motherfucker. He better...
Most listens. Yeah. Recognize. Yeah.
We run that motherfucker. Shit.
Recognize real. All right.
But, what's up with you? I don't know.
Fucking nothing.
Okay. Myers, anything?
Life's good, baby.
Yeah, it is. So is your beard.
As always. I got this wispy shit going on. I gotta shave it.
Wispies.
I like that word, honestly.
Wispy. We need to get this wispy on video for the good people.
Oh, we're working on it.
We're working
That'll
on
be
it.
Our,
I talked about that last week, too.
What's our next
venture?
Yeah. Getting some nice cameras and learning how to do all that. We need to get a guy to sit there and control them and all that. But, yeah. We're a little bit away from that, but...
I mean,
we could buy them.
Yeah.
We're technologically...
I'm sure I could figure it out. I just need a different program. Well, actually, I would just take the audio and put it into, like... What is it, like Adobe or something?
Probably.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Byers, will you turn that off?
I'll have to ask Vittles what he uses when he does like little music video
Who?
Shits. Vito.
Oh, Vittles. Why do I see so many people that look like Vito in the world? Seriously.
Right.
There's literally probably once a month that I see some dude just like at the store or something.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, is that Vito? And then he turns around, and it's just another, like, skinny-looking fucking, like, what is
with
he,
a big
like,
old schnoz.
Ukrainian dude?
Yeah, like Russian
God's
or something.
Favorite creative player option.
literally.
Preset number one.
Yeah, that's the preset number one.
Amazing.
Yo, I haven't given an update on my MLB character for a while. Man's won his first MVP.
Okay.
We got washed in the ALCS. It's whatever. Not worried about it. I'm leaving the Twins soon anyways. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, PSA here to Tito. Tito, if you're listening to this.
Terry Francona, that is.
Yep, Terry Francona. Brad Hand, he's done.
Toast him. Put him in the toaster. Turn that bitch as hot as it can get, like to the last setting, and just crisp him up, toast him.
It's been a good run.
It's over.
Myers
ain't feeling it.
Okay. Don't know what you're talking about there.
Look, Chad already mad about it.
A little baseball.
Ah, okay. All right, fair enough.
Yeah, but hey, the Tribe coming out killing.
Yeah,
we're
4-2
right now. You know what I'm
4-2
saying? 4-2. Yeah.
We lost this morning?
We lost today, just now.
Oh, that was it?
Yeah.
Is it over already?
Oh, okay.
It's about to be.
Okay.
It's like 4-0, ninth inning with, I don't know, the outs. But yeah, not looking good for us.
No.
That's all right. We're still 4-2. I ain't worried about it. We won both of our series, Myers. Mm-hmm. So, like you said, that's all we got to do. That's all we got to do. But yeah, all's good, man. I'm happy that fucking sports are back. I can't wait to watch Bron give the Clippers the business Friday.
Please.
I'm just ecstatic. Fuck the Marlins for trying to ruin all of our fun. But
yeah, what's up with that? Why are they wiling out in Florida? Like,
because it's Florida.
Well, they have 14 positives?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. And then the other teams are like, yo, we played with y'all. We're not.
It's like,
maybe they're fucking each
other. What
were
the Marlins going to do anyways, you know?
Yeah, who
Fuck
cares?
Them. Send them home.
The world goes on.
Yeah, exactly. Nobody needed Marlins baseball. I'm telling you that right now.
Right. Sad.
Fucking dorks.
Sad.
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 All right. As you guys know, we had a card last weekend.
Yeah, a bit of a thick one.
And this one had 15 fights on it, which tied UFC 2. So how many events is that? Like 500-something events.
Yeah, what? That was
1993? For the most fights on a single card in UFC history.
Oh, my God.
How crazy is that?
That's nuts.
So, they really went out on Fight Island with a big bang.
Yeah, what about time? Because I felt like they were rolling right along
Ooh.
As the fights were happening.
You know what? I think you're right. Let me get the total time here. Total fight time for the 15-bout card was 2 hours, 40 minutes, and 24
That's
seconds.
That's not even that bad.
That didn't, nope.
There's been like 11 fight cards that have
but
taken 3
they
hours.
Really, it really was like they were getting them out there. Like,
yeah, like
as soon as one fight was over, clean the cage, you're in there.
Right.
Like
smack you on your ass.
Right,
luck.
Get in there. But yeah, I enjoyed it, dude. I
thought it was
I
cool.
loved the action back to back to back. I wasn't
sure.
waiting.
Oh, yeah.
I was, what was I, where was I watching? I don't know. Where was I? Was I at home?
I was at home, and then I had to watch the remainder at a fucking toga party at Darren's.
Oh, yeah.
That was interesting.
Yeah, I started out all right, but I fucking choked at the end. That's whatever.
Yeah, I lost 40 bones.
I lost the most money I've ever lost betting. I lost $300.
God.
It hurt. But the only reason I had $300 is because I bet $100 on baseball the day before.
Oh.
And I won $260 back.
There you go. Okay.
So then I put another $40 to make it $300. So technically I only bet $140 of my money.
Mm-hmm.
But it still hurts.
Yeah, of
it
course.
Still hurts.
Always. It's a little sting.
Yeah.
Like, you got to get the 15, tweezers. That stinger's
still
in there.
I put 100 on baseball and 200 on UFC. Like, 15 parlays. Lost every single one of them.
Damn. I feel like we did good on our picks, too.
Bro, I started the night 6-0.
Right.
I was like, what?
Wild.
Yeah. Anyways.
Well, let's get into it. Wait, am I even looking at the right card here? No, I'm not.
Whitaker and Till?
Sure or not. I'm on Figueredo here.
So, starting the night in the bantamweight division, we had a bout between. Are you still not there? Sorry.
Nope.
I should have waited.
Go ahead.
No, Nathaniel, you go. Okay. Nathaniel Wood and John Castaneda. Slim, what do you? What was your takeaway on this one?
It happened just like I thought it would. Nathaniel Wood with the footwork, moving in and out. Dude's just a dog. He was rightfully one of the highest favorites on the card.
Yeah, he was just overall everywhere on better on the feet, better on the ground. John Castaneda had his own little moments, but Nathaniel Wood, for the most part, dominated this fight.
The prospect.
Judges had it 30-27s all across the board. So Nathaniel Wood is now 17-4 overall, 4-1 in the UFC. Slim, that was his first decision victory since November 14th of 2015.
Wow.
Nearly 5 years and 11 fights.
Damn.
And then John Castaneda is now 17-5 overall, and he suffered the first decision loss of his entire career.
Damn.
So Slim and I start out the night 1-0, and we move now to the welterweight division.
It was Ramazan Emiev going up against Nicholas Stolze. Dude, Ramazan Emiev smash.
Oh, Slim's got, Crook's got an exclusive announcement that he'll be putting out on ANA MMA. Make sure you guys are looking.
Oh, he will?
We're going to ask him.
Okay, cool.
But yeah, I want him to announce that on
here. All right, dope. Cool. But yeah, Ramazan Emiev, smash. Dude's cardio machine.
Yeah. So I told you guys before coming in that Nicholas Stolze was a really good striker. Mm. He showed that.
He was holding his own on the feet, but the takedowns and the pressure of Emiev.
I mean, at one point he had Emiev hurt, but yeah, Emiev's pressure was just way too much in this one. Didn't give Stolze a chance to really get his game plan going. I'd like to see Nicholas Stolze versus another striker, though. I think that'd be an awesome matchup for him in his next fight. Nonetheless, Ramazan Emiev defeats Nicholas Stolze 30-27, 30-27, 29-28. Ramazan Emiev is now 19-4 overall, 4-1 in the UFC. He's now 3-1 since he went down to that welterweight division in May of 2018. He is now 16-2 in his last 18 fights. Mans has been on fire. And he's earned all four of his UFC victories by decision, Slim.
Nice.
And Stolze, 12-4 overall, 0-1 in the UFC, all four of his career losses by decision.
Mm. Well, then, we take it to the women's. Was this bantamweight or flyweight? This Monty takes a big gulp.
Oh, man, that ice water just be hitting. This one was at bantamweight.
It was Betcoria versus Pani Kanzad. Brother, if you'll know, last week I was like, well, yep, we got a fight here. That's about it. Like, I was downplaying this fight so hard.
Yeah.
Dude, this was a sleeper for fight of the night.
Yeah.
I love this fight. This was action-packed from the go.
Yeah, it was.
Betch was swinging.
Both girls were beat up.
Dude, Betch was swinging haymakers. Pani was being more accurate and just more...
She definitely had the advantage on the feet.
Oh, for sure. For sure.
100%. She was tagging Betch Karai.
Betch only went to the legs twice. Pani went 17 times.
Wow, nice.
Yeah, she outlanded Betch Karai 103 significant strikes to 56.
Ooh, nice. Yeah, great performance by Pani Kanzad. That was her best performance we've seen out of her yet.
For sure. And Betch was number 13.
Right, so Pani's going to be in there.
Oh, yeah.
So now Pani Kanzad improves her record to 13-5 overall, 2-2 in the UFC. She's earned 9 of her 12 career victories by decision, which includes both of her UFC wins. And Betch Karai, now 11-5. I didn't put down her UFC record, my bad. Slim and I start out the night 3-0. It was 30-27, 30-27, 29-28. All three judges had it for Pani Kanzad over Betch Karai. We move now to the heavyweight division and our first disagreement of the night.
Yeah, it was Tanner Boser going against Rafael Pessoa.
So when Tanner Boser first came into the UFC, I was sleeping on him. Like, if you guys go back and listen to, like, our first couple podcasts talking about him, I was hating.
Yeah, big time.
For reals. But I gotta say, I was wrong. He's really impressed me, especially with these two wins on Fight Island.
Dude, no, the first one was in Vegas, but...
Was it?
Yeah.
Against Linz?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yep.
Because Linz is Brazilian, and he's Canadian, and all the international fights are...
I don't know what to tell you. It was in Vegas. Look it up.
Are you sure?
Positive.
This dude.
I remember the small room.
You're right.
You were right. Tanner Boser, he really has grown on me. His footwork is awesome. His cardio for a heavyweight.
I was hating on his. That was one of my biggest things, too, when I was talking shit about him. I said that he was, like, always plodding forward, and his footwork was shitty.
Dude, but against Pessoa, they look like they're in two different weight classes.
Mm-hmm.
Pessoa's a goddamn giant, and he was kind of barreling in at random with these strikes, but, bro.
Like, he texted me, patient Pessoa, sucks.
Patient Pitatoa sucks. He was not active. He was, like, waiting for the right opportunity, but it never came, so he just stayed waiting. Like, it was weird. It was very weird. He only landed 13 strikes in the whole fight.
Ugh. Yeah. That's tough. But, hey, all the credit to Tanner Boser, man. He's came in his last couple fights, mm-hmm. and he's really impressed me in Slim, so big shout-out to him.
Yeah.
He's now 19 wins, 6 losses, 1 draw.
Oh, and apparently in the hotel, they lost his shorts. So to compliment him, they gave him just a bunch of beer.
Oh.
So in his post-fight speech, he was like, I can't wait to go home and drink those.
Well, that makes up for it.
Oh, yeah.
That was his second UFC victory in a 28-day stretch. Like Slim said, he won at UFC on ESPN 12, which was June 27th. And then Rafael Pessoa is now 10-2 overall. 1-2 in the UFC, and he suffered both of his career losses by stoppage, but that was the first time he's been knocked out.
Mm.
So I start out the night 4-0, Slim's 3-1. That was 2 minutes and 36 seconds into the second round, and that got Tanner Boser 50 G's.
Really?
Yeah, and there's a really cool fact about performance of the night bonuses. But
Tanner did he get a finish?
Yeah, he knocked him out. That's 2 minutes, right. Okay, and 36 okay. seconds into the second round.
You're right.
Tanner Boser defeat.
I'm sorry, I wasn't paying attention. I was drinking water.
Defeated Rafael Pessoa. performance of the night. We move now to the featherweight division and another disagreement.
I forgot who Evloev is. I forgot who he is. But he took on Mike Grundy, bro. That first round,
bring it back, brother.
Evloev.
Bring it back, brother. Look at Myers' face.
This is normal. I'm not stroking out.
That's the fun. That's one of the cool things about A&A MMA that we do. I make him read shit because dude reads at like a third grade level.
Oh, let me bring this back. Slim, you need to go back to school, buddy.
It's not true. These are foreign names.
They're like extra stupid dumb names. Like this dude's name's really Mavsar Evloev.
Mobstar. Sounds like a Mobstar. Fucking planet from Star Wars.
Sounds like a fucking like moped.
It's Mustafar.
That sounds like a brand of like scooters that they'd have like up in Cleveland that you just like rent real quick.
Right.
Hop on a Mobstar real quick. That's the name of this episode, Mobstar Scooters.
Mobstar Scooters. Oh my god, let me write that down so I don't forget. But anyway, that first round, bro. Mavsar was in all sorts of trouble. Yeah, Mike Grundy got him on the ground. He had him in like 3 different submissions, and Mavsar was able to get out of all of them.
Dude, at one point, I thought Mavsar was about to go out.
Yeah,
because Mike Grundy had him locked up. And when you see Mike Grundy's arms, I don't really understand how you can get out of anything he has you in. No. Not to mention, he's like a European Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu champion.
Yeah, and that's his move. Like the Darce is his fucking move.
Yeah,
and Mavsar just hopped out and started wailing on him.
Yeah, and that was the first round, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah, second round and third round, Mavsar just was using his wrestling. I think Grundy kind of tired.
No, Grundy was using his wrestling. Mavsar didn't even go for a takedown.
But he was reversing.
He was
shit.
Defending, yeah.
He was reversing. Which,
dude, those scrambles were amazing.
Yeah, and that's how he was able to get himself on top.
Yeah.
Because what was his control time? That blow up. Do you have that?
I do not.
Nonetheless, yeah, I mean, this kid is really something to watch out for in the featherweight division. Another one of those prospects from Russia that, I mean, they're unbeaten.
Good you lord, know, man.
Like, the sky's the limit for these kids.
We don't know what's in the water up there.
Mavsar Evloev defeated Mike Grundy via decision 30-27,
30-27, 29-28. They
fight bears, bro. They do fight bears.
True.
What do you mean, what's in the water?
Evloev is now 13-0 overall, 3-0 in the UFC. He has earned all 3 of his UFC victories by decision. And Mike Grundy, now 12-2 overall, 1-1 in the UFC, and he had his 9-fight winning streak snapped. And that was the first decision loss of his career as well.
Yeah. All right, moving on to the heavyweight division. Going back up there, we had the debut of Tom Aspinall.
We told you.
Going up against Jake Collier. I don't remember Jake Collier ever fighting a middleweight.
Was he up middleweight?
Yeah, and he just beefed up.
That's because he had surgery and he just started big chilling. He hadn't fought since 2017.
Oh, damn. Well.
And he went up to light heavyweight. Against Devin Clark.
Okay. I'm just saying I don't remember him fighting a middleweight.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
anyway.
He started out there.
So Tom Aspinall, I didn't know this until after we recorded. Dude, he trains with Tyson Fury.
Yeah, he boxes with Tyson Fury and trains with Darren Till.
Fuck.
And his dad's the Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu coach at Team Cabal. So your goofy ass was fucking trying to call me out for picking him by winning by submission just because the odds were so crazy. He's a Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu black belt.
Well, I just knew he didn't want to go down there.
Yeah, well, he didn't have to because he knocked dude out in 45 seconds.
Right. Just a quick little 1-2. Oh my God, he's so accurate.
We told y'all, hey, he's nice.
We have gotten more prospects in the last 2 months than we have when shit was normal.
Yeah.
Like, why are all these prospects coming out the woodwork from COVID?
Literally. I heard his name before he even came in the UFC. I knew he had a lot of talent, but hey, this kid is for reals.
Big time.
I feel like he could possibly drop down to light heavyweight, maybe. Has he ever fought there?
I don't know. He was like 240, though.
Oh, was he?
He's 6'5". I mean, that's a giant human.
Yeah. Like I said, 45 seconds in the very first round. A TKO for Tom Aspinall over Jake Collier. Aspinall is now 8-2 overall, 1-0 in the UFC. All 8 of those career victories by stoppage, Slim.
What were his losses?
Tom Aspinall lost to some guy named Stuart Austin and Bama.
By what?
Heel hook.
Oh.
And then his other loss, he got disqualified from a illegal 12-6 elbow.
I remember that one. All right. Yeah, man.
You leaving, Myers? Peace, bro. Thank you for coming by. We appreciate it.
Why does everyone always leave?
I was on Jake Collier. He's 11-4 now overall, 3-4 in the UFC. He was unsuccessful in that heavyweight debut. He has alternated wins and losses over his past 8 fights, and he has suffered 4 of his 5 career losses.
Yeah, by stoppage. He
needs
to cut that baby fat.
Yeah, he needs to probably go back down to light heavyweight.
For sure.
So that moves me to a clean 6-0 on the night. And then we get a wild upset right here.
One of the biggest upsets of the year. It was Nicholas Dalby taking on Jesse Ronson.
We've been having some wild upsets the last like 3 cards.
Bro, Jesse Ronson took on Kevin Lee.
What you looking at? Han Solo.
Han Solo in the building.
Han decided.
Who did he take on? Kevin Lee. It was like 2 other huge names that he lost all to split decision in his first UFC stint years ago. Now Jesse gets a comeback. Up a weight class.
What up, dudes?
What up? But up a weight class, taking on Nicholas Dalby, a feared prospect who's like 3-1.
Hey, you up a bar or something? Why'd you sound so weird? Or
he's ruining my steez, man.
What?
He said you off a bar, bro?
How many bars are you off, dude?
Bar.
No. I don't do drugs.
Your new name is Honda Snyder.
Hagen
it's
does.
Brazilian. It's dope.
Honda.
You like it. You like it.
So, Ron, there's a chair over there.
It's 2 chairs.
Me? No.
Hey, you're messing up the vibe. Yeah, come on, Ron. Where was I even? I was on a great monologue here.
Were you?
Yeah.
About who?
Fire. About Jesse Ronson.
You know what? The Virginia tobacco might be better than mint.
Ew. You nasty.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Is this your guys' little podcast?
No, go ahead. I said what I need to say.
What about Jesse Ronson?
He's a beast.
You were saying that it was impressive that he came in here and did this after losing his first 3 UFC fights back in the day?
Very impressive.
Okay. Cool. Yeah, Slim's sick.
Up a weight class, feared prospect, 3-1, Dalby.
Dalby's not a prospect anymore. Don't call him that.
I guess, but he's very good. Not contender, but he's very good.
Yeah. Crazy upset, dude. Rear naked choke, 2 minutes and 48 seconds into the very first round. Yeah,
Jesse clipped him.
Yeah. Dalby cut pretty bad, too?
I think it was an elbow on the ground.
Yeah. Ronson now 22-10 overall, 1-3 in the UFC, dude. That shit's wild.
And then he called out Luis Pena.
How do you feel about that?
No.
No?
Maybe. But I just thought I don't like tall guys.
Yeah, it was.
It was really weird.
Oh, that's your reasoning, huh?
Yeah, yeah. No, the fight could be cool. That could be a good fight because he's shown he's got good groundwork, which obviously Luis likes.
Right.
But yeah, just I don't like you tall guys, Cowboy. Like what?
Yeah.
Weird.
What a goofball. So Nicholas Dalby now 18-4-1, 2-3-1 in the UFC. He fell to 1-1 since he returned to the UFC for that second stint back in September. And that was the first time he's ever been submitted in his entire career. That moves.
What's up? Can I start a little fire here?
Yeah, go ahead. What? That moves our record to. I'm 6-1 on the night, and Slim is. Ooh.
Like 4-2.
I think you're. Yeah, 4-3.
Mm.
We move now.
Wait, how did I lose 3? Oh, Ronson, duh.
Yeah. Yep. Ronson, Grundy, and Pessoa. Mm. So we move now to the featured preliminary bout.
Oh, this one was nasty. It was Francisco Trinaldo taking on Jai Herbert. Bro, Trinaldo, what is he, 41?
Yeah.
Still in there. Had Jai Herbert in the first round, all sorts of trouble.
Yeah.
On the ground. Jai looked lost. Like, not lost, but he was defending well. It was just like, dude, he wasn't getting out of there.
Yeah, Trinaldo was doing a good job.
Trinaldo was doing great. Second round, Jai turns it on. Trinaldo looked tired. Yeah. Jai came out swinging. He was being very accurate, using his range very well, keeping Trinaldo at bay from the takedowns. Third round, a little bit more of that until Trinaldo
out
fired
of nowhere.
Back with the overhand right from hell.
It was a left.
Okay, landed on the top of Jai Herbert's head. He stumbles
just
back.
Just threw his equilibrium off, and he was like throwing a punch when he got hit.
Right, so he stumbles back, falls on the ground. He's like, I don't know. His arms were barely up. Herbert Dean.
Herbert Dean! He used his whole name like his mother.
Herbert James Dean. Walks over and is just kind of looking like, keep it going. I want to see some shit.
I want to see some shit.
So Trinaldo walks over and waits 3 seconds, looks at Herb, looks back down, and lands like 3 more punches, which Chai did not block whatsoever.
No.
And so Dan Hardy gets up. Starts screaming at Herb to stop the fight.
So, that's the second time!
Oh, my God. So Herb walks out of the cage when it's done and walks over to the booth where Hardy's at and starts screaming at him. They both start yelling, and it ends with Hardy's like, yeah, well, you do your job and I'll do mine. It's like, whoa, bro.
Yeah.
We've never seen that.
No.
Ever.
No.
That's crazy. Good for
I love
good
it.
For Dan Hardy. Yeah, I love it.
I just love the rawness of it. I don't know. Dan Hardy could have probably handled that a little bit better.
As far as what?
He could have maybe not did that live on the broadcast.
Fuck it. He was in the moment. I liked it. Whatever.
I enjoyed it. I'm just saying.
It's better than a fucking Instagram post on the next day.
I'm just playing devil's advocate here.
Yeah, fair enough. But anyway.
Also, I forgot to mention. Tom Aspinall and Jesse Ronson both got performance of the night bonuses. So that's 3 performance of the night bonuses so far.
Nice.
So far. Wink, wink.
Yeah.
Francisco Trinaldo defeats Jai Herbert 1:30 into the third round via TKO. Francisco Trinaldo now 26-7 overall, 16-6 in the UFC. His 15 victories in the UFC lightweight division are tied for 4th most in divisional history behind Jim Miller, Donald Cerrone, and Gleison Tibau. And then Jai Herbert is now 10-2 overall, 0-1 in the UFC, and he suffered both of his career losses by knockout.
Sad.
Shad. We now move to the main card of the night. The
main card of the night.
Yeah. Yeah. And guess what?
Guess what?
Guess who?
It's your boy.
A, you know we love him.
Oh.
He might be the new number one in our hearts.
Honestly.
We love him. He's Chimaev.
It's Chimaev, boy. Kamzat Chimaev.
God. Slim said, would you text me?
I was like, man, I just snored some and I feel crazy. And you were like, yikes. And I was like, yeah, I think they called it Chimaev.
I said, that's that Slimaev. Hey, but Chimaev? Right? No, no, wrong.
No, you had it right the first time.
Oh, Chimaev.
Yeah.
Damn, dude, I keep messing that up.
I know, it's a hard one.
Hey.
But I got the third grade reading level.
Is he the goat? Is he the goat already?
No, he's only 8-0.
He might end up being the
goat. All eight are finishes, though.
And just destruction. Good so Lord. His first fight, he landed, what, 90 strikes to two?
Yeah.
Right? And then he comes out in this one and lands a clean shutout. It's like 60, how many, 67?
68 to zero. 68 to zero.
Bro.
Reyes didn't even get to throw his first punch.
Listen.
Let alone land.
They came out. This man, Chimaev, went, grabbed him, picked him up like he's a small child, took him to Chimaev's corner, dropped him right where he wanted, and then just starts beating the fucking shit out of him.
Got the Dagestani handcuff from underneath. Reyes could do nothing. He got mounted. He got out of that. He got his back. He got out of that. Props to Reyes for sticking in on as long as he could. That's a young prospect out of the UK. But we're talking about Chimaev, boy.
Bro. What? I mean, what's next for Chimaev at 170?
So, Dana's already trying to get him a fight for the next pay-per-view.
Right.
In the USA. Weirdly enough, Gerald Harris.
Gerald Harris?
Gerald? Gerald, yeah. I don't know. Gerald Harris called him out. He's like, oh, I'd love to fight him. Sir, you just got done going 0-3 in Bellator.
Well, yeah, so why? What,
I don't know.
How's is he even in the UFC?
He used to be, like, 2010.
So why is that a relevant call-out? Why'd you say that?
Because, like, people were retweeting it, and I thought it was super weird that it was even being considered. But anyway, what I don't like about...
40.
I know. What I don't like about Chimaev, however, is he's already calling out McGregor. But...
Yo, what's guess up with who? The story that he actually flew to Ireland to look for McGregor?
I don't know about that. He said it happened.
I mean, if Chimaev said it happened, it probably happened.
It probably happened, yeah. I would believe anything Chimaev said at this point.
Chimaev might have really pulled up in Ireland.
Right.
That's wild.
But Chimaev's been calling out Conor. Guess who tweeted back?
Conor.
McGregor. He called him a rat lip.
Yeah.
Oh,
got his
shit,
ass.
Dude, Chimaev, man. Give me more Chimaev.
Chimaev versus Masvidal.
Hey, I got a fever. An only prescription is more Chimaev.
This dude. So, Khamzat Chimaev.
That's the boy.
Defeats Reese McKee via TKO 3 minutes and 9 seconds into the very first round. So, Chimaev sets a record for the fastest time between UFC victories with 2 wins in 10 days.
Insane. And both finishes, and both 2 different weight classes.
And 2 fight night bonuses.
Oh! History. We're watching history.
This dude
and he's our age.
He's really
fuck
such a monster, bro. The sky's the limit for this dude. He might be the best prospect. I mean, right now, I'm saying it right now. He's getting an A and Amy nominee for prospect of the year.
I can't see anyone else.
Not right now.
No.
He's the favorite.
I didn't even talk about news. Modestus Bukakis.
Bukaki sauce?
Yeah, he's already got a fight coming up too.
Cool.
Against no, no opponent yet.
Oh, okay.
He said it's signed. Okay. So he's another one to look out for too.
There's a championship fight coming up, I heard.
There is. We didn't even talk about that. Damn, we were all over the places today. Gaethje Khabib is for real.
Yeah, it's happening.
October. Fuck. I can't wait. Oh, also, Manil Kapi. He's out.
Why?
Ankle injury.
Well, fuck that, I guess.
Yeah.
I'm glad I hyped that up.
Since we're on this Chimaev high. Chimaev. Sorry.
Yeah, you're the one actually pronouncing it wrong. You fucking weirdo.
I thought you said it's Chimaev.
No, I said Chimaev.
Oh, it's Chimaev.
Yeah, it's Chimaev.
Okay. Jorgen De Castro will fight Carlos Felipe on October 3rd.
Why?
I don't know. Interesting.
Who'd Jorgen just lose to? Justin Taffa or something? No, he knocked out Justin Taffa.
Yeah.
Who'd Jorgen beat, though?
I don't know. Ike Villanueva will fight Jorge Gonzalez.
Okay, nice.
I
wanted to see Jorge Gonzalez versus Kenneth Berg, but okay.
Yeah, well, things happen. Jillian Robertson will fight Poyana Botello.
Botello. Honda Snyder.
Unsuccessfully.
Those are mineral spirits, dude. Put that down.
Chill, bro. I'm just trying to catch shit on fire.
You have igniter fluid.
It's gone.
He used it all. It was unsuccessful.
You need help out here, bro.
Dude, didn't Kim just start a fire with his fingers the other night or something?
He blew on it.
Yeah, tell him to blow on that one.
All right, I got nothing else.
All right.
Tell him not to use his teeth.
Chimaev.
Chimaev, bro. He's 8-0 now, 2-0 in the UFC. As for Reese McKee, his overall record is now 10-3-1, and he's 0-1 in the UFC with both of his career losses or stoppage losses by knockout. We move now from the welterweight division, staying in the welterweight division, and another we agreed on this one. My bad.
But it was a stinker.
Stinker Rooney.
Alex Oliveira against Peter Sabata.
It was a beatdown.
To be fair, Alex Oliveira had a very impressive game plan.
Yeah, he did.
Kicks only.
Yeah.
Sign up for this man's only kicks.
That was a good one. he just brought out that Muay Thai background he has, and it worked beautifully.
Yeah.
Literally nothing for Peter Sabata.
No.
We thought maybe he'd be able to get on the ground since, you know, uses black
belt. Sabata's probably still, like, clenching his stomach today.
Yeah. He was getting eaten up, dude. Cowboy's record is now 21-8-1 overall, 11-6 in the UFC. He improved to 9-5 with one no contest in the welterweight division. And then Peter Sabata, 17-7-1 overall, 4-6 in the UFC. He fell to 4-3 since he returned to the UFC for his second stint back in 2014. And he suffered 4 of his 6 UFC losses by decision.
Impressive.
What's our record for the night? I don't know. I'll figure out in a minute. We move now to the light heavyweight division.
Yeah, we had Paul Craig taking on You try this, Myers.
Read this.
Let's see it. Kazimirad Antingulov.
Fuck. Well, he's like, you're like Russian or something, aren't you? Or like,
he asked
Serbian. Independent.
Yeah,
you're like
independent.
You're like Serbian or something. I don't know.
Myers is definitely a super Serbian last name.
I have no ethnicity.
Oh, that's wow. Hard. So you check the other box?
Yeah, literally.
I do not wish to provide.
All right.
That's hilarious. Yeah, so Paul Craig taking on Gadzimirad Antigulov. This was another disagreement that we had. You like that one?
You
Myers?
Did good. You did good, son. Are you winning, son?
You're doing great, sweetie.
Slim thought that Antigulov was going to take this one because Antigulov is a known stoppage artist, and Paul Craig is a doer, die, a killer, be killed fighter. Hey,
bro, the bear Paul, Jew, man. Fuck. Hey,
he's like Gerald Meerschaert-esque. What is Gerald Meerschaert's like? What, 185?
Mm-hmm.
Damn,
I'd like to see that fight.
I'd love to see them fight. Like, that'd be Gerald Meerschaert, everyone up.
Very similar, and they fight very similar.
That would be a dope matchup.
That'd be sick.
But, dude, Paul Craig, just so dangerous from his back, gets a triangle choke, and I believe...
Who gets submitted by triangles in the UFC? Come on.
So, Paul Craig is the first fighter in UFC history to win 3 separate fights by triangle choke submission.
Wow.
It's his signature now. And he has 5 submission victories in the light heavyweight division, which is tied with John Jones, Misha Serkinov, OSP, and Glover Teixeira for most in divisional history.
I really thought Antigulov was going to keep this on the feet and win that way, but no, he took him down and paid for it.
Yeah, he did. Gadzimirad Antigulov, now 21-6 overall, 3-2 in the UFC. He suffered all 8 of his career losses by stoppage, and then that was his first submission loss since April 27th. 2013, that's more than 7 years and 18 fights.
Mm. Yeah, I hate to see it.
So I start out the night 3-0 on me and Slim's disagreements.
Thanks for sparking.
Wait.
You're welcome. You're right.
Then how'd I get this one right as well?
You didn't.
Oh, yeah, I didn't. I should have, though.
We'll get into that. So it was Carlos Farza going up against Marina Rodriguez. I thought this fight was going to go pretty much how it did. Carla Esparza with the takedowns.
Yeah.
However, Marina, dangerous.
Tagging her on the feet.
Dangerous.
Yeah.
Carla's eye was all sorts of fucked up. It was basically closed. Yeah. I'm surprised they didn't stop it, to be fair.
Mm-hmm.
But Carla, 5 takedowns, 118 strikes. She was landing when she was on top.
Yeah, I mean, that kind of sums it up right there.
But you thought it should have went towards Marina?
I mean, I had it 29-28 Rodriguez, but I 100% could see
yeah.
the split decision.
Sure.
Because
there were times when Marina was on top and she would end she'd be on bottom the whole time but end the round on top.
Right. Yeah. That was like, she'd get out with like 10 seconds left and start putting some paws on her. But yeah, dude, Carla Esparza out here making some history. She's now 17-6 overall, 8-4 in the UFC. She improved to 7-3 since losing that strawweight title back in 2015. So her 8 victories in the UFC strawweight division are tied for second most in history behind Joanna's 10.
Wow.
Her 4-fight UFC winning streak at strawweight is the 4th longest active streak behind Tatiana Suarez's 5, Yan Xiaonan's 5, and Wei Li Zhang's 5.
Ron, you keep coming here looking. You're looking for trouble.
Are you? Are you?
You subscribe to my OnlyFans?
Oh, God. Oh. That was a good one. This dude.
He works on that, man.
But yeah. As far as... probably
in the shed, maybe? Go check...
here you go, bub.
Go check in the shed. There might be a booby trap that'll kill you and kidnap
give
you.
Give that to King Bink.
Like, puts lotion on the skin type shit, but whatever.
Lotion on the skin type shit.
As far as...
Okay!
Esparza's 39 takedowns landed in the UFC strawweight division are most in history.
Dude, da, 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 he's wrong.
He didn't even pick it up.
No, he just looked like, and you're walked away.
Fucking goofball, bro.
He's wrong.
Oh.
Oh, my God. He's wrong.
We need to get a song for him, bro. And add it to the fucking sound clips for the...
Right. Ron, will you turn that down one notch?
Will you turn it to one? Yeah, thank you.
Was
it on one?
Yeah. All right, cool. Okay. Marita Rodriguez had her 15-fight unbeaten streak snapped for the first defeat of her career. She is now 13-1-2 overall, 2-1-2 in the UFC. What a weird record.
Really weird.
Oh,
hey, happy episode 120, by the way.
Oh, happy episode 120, bro.
Oh, yeah.
I'm really happy I get to do this with you every week, son.
Thanks, me too.
If you ever died, I'd be really sad.
Ow! Holy shit, that was loud.
Was it?
Yeah, that clipped so hard. It clipped in this
sounded
mic.
Like we got shot.
Yeah.
Just, as soon as I just said, talking about you dying, you got your shit popped.
I'd be really sad if I had to set up all this equipment by myself.
Boom. Bam. Just killed you.
Episode 120, motherfuckers.
What the fuck? I thought that was Slim.
Well, then he did a good impression.
That was a
good for you, Ron.
Funny. What? You're on probation, brother.
Try to out me like that. I ain't never been on probation.
He's off.
We're
probation.
Talking about your probation.
Never lost.
On the next podcast.
Never lost.
He's so yeah,
never gets a
that makes our disagreements 3-1 on Slim and I for the night. And yeah, exactly. We move now to the heavyweight division and another, actually the biggest upset of the night.
My God, it was Fabricio Verdum going up against Alexander Gustafsson.
Hey!
Making his heavyweight debut, coming off his retirement, which has lasted, what, 7 months? If that? Was it?
I apologize.
Something, Monty? How long was he retired?
Like 6 months?
Yeah.
Something stupid.
So, coming off Fabricio's last performance, I thought he was going to get washed. By Gustafsson, because he couldn't even keep up with Olenek, who's also pretty old. No, Fabricio took him down, got the back, got an armbar.
Yeah, as soon as he got the back, I knew it was
within
cut,
2 minutes.
Yeah.
Old Fabricio's back.
So this is like 2 weeks in a row where we just get random submissions from a huge underdog.
Man,
that we shouldn't. That is a that are respectable fighters though.
Yeah, former champ.
Oh, man.
Former champ.
His only I didn't see it coming.
His only big recent loss was to Stipe.
I just did not see
and
this
that was,
coming.
What, 2015?
Yeah. Verdum's now 24-9-1 overall, 12-6 in the UFC, and he's earned 18 of his 24 career victories by stoppage, which includes 8 of his 12 career UFC wins. And then Alexander Gustafsson, now 18-7 overall, 10-7 in the UFC. He is on a 3-fight losing streak, which is the longest of his career. He hasn't won since May of 2017. And then Gustafsson is now unsuccessful. Was unsuccessful in his heavyweight debut. 3-6 in his past 9 UFC appearances, dating back to his first title shot against John Jones, September 2013.
Crazy, crazy town. I hope Gus will be back. I liked him at heavyweight.
This dude?
Is this your guys' guy?
Yeah. I'm sorry. Yo.
What?
Where'd you find him?
Outside. Whose bands? Whose bands?
Toledo. What do you got to, you look like you're from Toledo.
You look like you're from Dayton. Old
Toledo Rob.
Who said that?
Roger.
Damn.
I was like, it looks like Zach.
Myers getting some DoorDash, huh? We just got what's the DoorDash order, Myers?
Don't know yet.
Oh, okay, I got you.
Maybe Taco Bell.
Don't do that. All right,
that Taco Bell's right there.
Just drive
DoorDash people put that in the trunk when they bring it to you.
Ew, they do?
Yeah, it's Taco
they kill
Bell.
You put on DoorDash.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, they do.
It's like a $10
oh, yeah,
they
do. I don't give a fuck. Waiting for these dudes to shut up.
$27.50.
I would say $2 and then just spit on my food and eat it.
Yeah, right.
Dude, just take that bitch like, ah.
If she was hot, I wouldn't mind. But
right.
I'll pay for that.
They will bring it to you if you don't tip.
It doesn't even let you not tip anymore.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Damn.
What's the delivery charge?
You cannot tip.
Every single listener uses DoorDash. Don't play.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to our our new sponsor, DoorDash. Totally forgot.
How could you forget to tell me that?
Anyways, Fabricio Verdum defeats Alexander Gustafsson via armbar 2 minutes and 30 seconds into the very first round. We move now to the light heavyweight division.
We had a couple of old chairs going at it.
Couple of old chairs, dude said.
I didn't know what.
How
to
do you call somebody an old chair?
Because one dude's like 44.
But you called somebody an old chair. I'm dead.
I didn't know what else to say. Yeah, something. You know, it was Mauricio Shogun who had taken on Antonio Rogerio Nogueira, Lil Nog. What'd I say? 44? Is that how old he is?
Yes.
God. They fought two times before. I believe Shogun won both of them, didn't he?
Yes.
So why they had to run it back?
Just leave that thing down.
Oh my god.
Just leave that thing down.
Man down. Leave him down.
What the fuck's up, podcast?
Oh my god. Ronnie, save your energy for this next podcast.
Alright.
Which tune in for after the show?
Fuck.
Oh yeah, for sure. Good plug.
What was I saying? Oh, Mauricio beat him twice before. Why they had to run it back a third time, I don't know.
I guess
it was. But it was actually a decent fight.
Ronnie.
It actually wasn't that bad.
No, it was good. I enjoyed it. It was just like the other ones for real.
Yeah, swinging.
It was,
except they were a lot
this
slower.
This one was close.
They were really slow.
This one might have been a little bit closer than the other ones, but they're just such competitive fights. Every time these two step in the ring,
right?
From Taco Bell.
Eurogyro.
Slim's gonna get something.
That's a switch up.
Ooh, bro, they got the best wings, man. No, they got that. What's it called on that rye bread? That Thousand Island. What's that?
Ooh, like a Reuben?
Ooh, they got the Reuben the size of my head.
They got good. The Reuben the size of my head.
It was like $8, bro.
Ooh.
The guy tells you, you get a full size or a half size, and if you get a full size, he looks at you like, you sure?
He's like,
it's the size of this counter, bro.
Yeah.
I gotta cut
just
a whole
give me a little cheese curd.
Cheese
curd?
A cheese curd?
Yeah, dude.
That's the one?
Jazz got the fire curds, man. Eating your curds in a way?
BMW has the fire curds.
Dairy Queen too. Oh, nice.
Wow. All right. Can we knock this last fight out here?
Yeah.
So you didn't even say who won and how they won.
Mauricio Shogun Hua defeats Antonio Lil Nog Rogerio Nogueira via split decision. Hey, Ronnie. 29-28. One judge had it 29-28 for Lil Nog. So a big shout out to him on a great career. He finishes 23-10 overall, Lil Nog, that is. 6-7 in the UFC. He fell to 2-5 in his past 7 fights dating back to July of 2014. And he suffered 6 of his 10 career losses by decision.
Are you raising your hand?
You got something to say, Ronnie? Oh, okay.
Get one.
Shogun Hua now 27-11-1 overall. 11-9-1 in the UFC. He has 23 victories in UFC Pride. So that is the most in combined divisional history.
Yes.
Go ahead, buddy.
All right. On to the main event. Our last disagreement of the night. Robert Whittaker taking on Darren Till. Action-packed main event for the send-off of Fight Island.
Yeah,
I could not wait.
Fire.
This was probably the fight I was looking forward to the most on Fight Island. I'm not going to lie. Darren Till drops Robert Whittaker in the first round.
Yep.
I was like, no.
Going for the finish.
Robert's chin is really gone.
That's what I was thinking too.
I was like, no way. Makes it out. Second round, Rob rocks Darren with a big step and elbow.
Drops him.
Lands, outlands him 40-5.
Yeah, he really took over in that second round.
But from there on out, very even fight. Very close fight. Mm-hmm. I had it 1-1. Very hard to call. I did have Robert winning in the end, though. I think Darren was being way too patient.
I agree.
He was like, wait, I don't know what he was waiting for.
I agree.
But
I had it. I agreed with the 48-47 scorecards.
Yeah, same.
So, Robert Whittaker defeats Darren Till via unanimous decision, 48-47 all across the board.
Rolled my first blunt in 5 years.
Ooh, shout out Myers for rolling blunts now.
What do you roll? What do you smoke out of?
You know, the funny thing about rolling blunts.
Just goes on like a 30-minute tangent.
Well, that was your age.
Robert Whittaker is now 21-5 overall. Darren Till is now 18-3 overall. What do you think's next for Robert Whittaker? What would you like to see for him, Slim?
Jared Cannonier.
You think so?
Yeah. Either Jared or Hermanson. I think it's got to be. I don't think he. I don't think he's right back in the title picture yet.
Hermanson?
Hermanson.
Hermione.
Yeah, I think either Cannonier or Hermanson, and then I think Till needs to fight the winner of Romero versus Uriah Hall.
Wow. Like a community thing. Yeah, we already talked about it. Slim was
Herb Turd. I called Slim him Herbert.
Called him Herbert Dean.
Herbert Dean.
He fucked up.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, he fucked up.
Why is no one talking about what they let happen to Aldo?
Yeah, no, go ahead.
Wasn't that Aldo?
Go ahead.
Yeah, yeah.
No one talked about that.
Because no one knows that ref.
Second week in a row, huh?
No, that wasn't Herb.
They just let motherfuckers get beat up out here, huh?
Like, it was the second week in a row something like that happened.
Oh, yeah, 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 for sure. Well, that's Jose Aldo, though. He was trying to give him every chance.
Every chance in the goddamn world.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. But
and Jose would say, "I don't want any more chances. Right? Just stop it.
Right,
get me out of here."
But Till versus the winner of Uriah Hall, Yoel Romero. I'm saying it. It's going to happen. Let's go.
Okay, I like that one. And then, what do you think's next for Darren?
That's well, that was.
Oh,
my Darren
I'm sorry. Too. Yeah. So, all right.
Unless Darren wants to like fall back, fight like Brad Tavares or something, because
just to like wash somebody up real
but
quick.
Dude, he's already number 5. Like, you can't go that far back, bro.
Right.
Let me see if they updated the rankings.
Yeah.
No. It's the same.
Really?
It
why
didn't,
not?
They didn't move.
What's up with them, bro? They need to hire us for that shit.
Gustafson somehow went up in rank. At light heavyweight.
Yeah, there's a lot of.
Oh, I don't know how.
What is it, Myers?
Hey, odds or evens?
Did you count that? Bro, did you just rip all that leg hair out of
the man? What? Oh my god.
What he did to me. Hey, bro, eat that shit,
bro. Bro.
Is it bad? How many do you think?
At least 50.
And he put it in the weed. Smoking like Tupac's ashes.
He's so used to smoking shadow or onyx hairs.
Damn. All right. But yeah, Robert Whittaker,
we definitely smoke shadow.
Big winner. Chicken dinner.
For sure.
I went 9-6 on this card. Slim went 8-7.
Not the worst.
That's a dub.
Slim is down 11 going into this next card, which we're about to take a quick break. We're coming back. We're giving you guys the rundown on it real quick. Fucking crazy. Edmund Shabazian's really getting his first UFC main event. A lot shorter than last week, you guys. We only got 11 fights on this card. So a couple debuts I'm excited to talk about. Slim, play these nice people a beat to listen to, please.
Okay. Thank you. shit smooth, baby.
Is it?
That's smooth, baby.
It's real smooth.
The blunt hits different when you rolled it.
It just hits different, you know? The jewel hits different when it's yours.
Mm. Blunt gets you higher when I roll it.
The blunt gets smoked when I have it.
It's a passive this way. We are back. We got a little breakdown for you.
A lot less taxing than last week.
Yeah.
You said knockout line again.
Knockout line?
Bro, I'm an idiot. I forgot to mention that. So that fight card that we just reviewed had 6 performance of the night bonuses.
Oh, yeah.
The most performance of the night bonuses ever handed out in one night. It was Tanner Boser, Tom Aspinall, Jesse Ronson, Shemaev, Paul Craig, and Fabricio Verdum.
Nice.
Yeah.
Anyways. No fight of the night for the main event.
Wow. No fight of the night. No. For anything.
Hey, did that chick with the weird name end up winning?
Karaya?
No. Bash Karaya got beat up.
She got her ass beat?
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Loser.
Karaya?
I didn't mean that.
Karaya! Carl? Carl? Why didn't you turn in your homework?
Who were we calling Mrs. Money, Fowl?
Money, money. This is, what was her name? Mrs. Fowl.
Yeah, who were we calling? We were calling somebody her last week.
Somebody y'all went to school with, I don't remember.
Yeah.
We're terrible.
We're awful people. I can't wait for
we are, pod. We need help.
All right.
Are we calling a garage pod?
That's what I called it.
Okay.
I just called it Garage Pod episode
we
1.
That garage Hard and thick.
All right, let's get into it. Back to Vegas we go. Back to the Apex.
Yep.
Wait, hold
on. It's Brunson versus Shabazzian. No thanks.
He said, wait, hold up.
One of these days.
One of these days.
Get rejected.
Maybe tonight. We'll see.
I'm going to get him hit.
Oh, form guide's down, bro?
Okay, well, first off, Myers. First
that
complaint.
One sucks, bro. Oh, my God.
First sister rolls better than that.
First things first, check this hole that you see.
Chad's baby rolls better.
First things first,
roll out a bitch.
If anyone wants to donate their eardrums, because mine are bleeding. Sorry. Thanks, Ron.
That one.
Where's the other headphones?
I got them here.
I'll put those bitches on so you know what you're doing.
That's terrible.
Yeah, you.
Yeah, you need to actually, you wear those.
Yeah, so you know when you're talking, when everyone else is talking, and you wonder why we don't talk back to you.
Oh, yeah.
You son of a beach.
This dude said okay.
God, that clip's so hard. I gotta cut that out. All right. So anyway,
nothing.
I think form guide's down, Monty.
Wow,
at least for this first fight.
No, it's not.
Oh, wait, now what? Now it's working for me.
Good.
It didn't work at first, but now it's working. Okay,
it's running a little bit.
The hole's gone.
It's tighter than shit. You do roll tight blunts, so you should be able to bounce Myers blunts off the ground. Play jacks with them. Be like, bop.
What?
And now look at it.
So all the young viewers, jacks is that weird.
Mine's not working. So.
Parents played with.
I never played jacks.
I know.
I know what it is. But
I played jacks when I was a kid. It's all about their dominoes.
Do you have a nice marble collection too?
Oh, I did. Not a big marble guy, but have you seen those marble races on Facebook?
Marbles.
The what? The marble races? Oh yeah.
The dude commentates something.
Yeah,
he
yeah,
knows,
yeah.
Like all the colors. He's like sunshine yellow.
Yeah.
He knows like there's 20 marbles, bro. How do you know which one's booking?
Quarantine was not good for some people's mental.
Thank you.
All right, so what do we got starting the night here?
El Guapo Chris Gutierrez going up against Cody Durden.
Yeah.
So this Cody Durden making his UFC debut on short notice. How long, Slim? It's like seven days. Yeah.
You're not talking to the mic.
My bad.
Idiot. Amateur.
Durden, so he fights out of American Top Team. He's a really good wrestler. So
American Top Team in Atlanta?
Yeah.
Huh.
I didn't even know that was a thing.
Me neither.
Looking at the tail of the tape here, Chris El Guapo Gutierrez, 29, as is Cody Durden. Both men are also 5'9". What do you got on their records and recent form, Slim? Oh, wow. Cody Durden just fought 14 days ago.
Damn.
Quick turnaround for him.
Man's in there. Cody Durden, 11-2 overall. He is making his UFC debut. Chris Gutierrez, however, 15-4-1 overall, 3-1. Excuse me, in the UFC. Durden, as you said, just fought 2 weeks ago. He got a... No.
10 minutes ago.
Wait, what? Are you sure?
Who?
Talking about Gutierrez or Durden?
Durden won 14 days ago, right?
No.
Oh, sorry.
That was in 2018.
Oh, my bad.
If I'm right. Yeah. Wait, what the fuck? Why are the dates backwards? God damn it. You're right. He had a first round knockout in a minute and 20 seconds.
Also of note, did you say their records yet?
Yeah.
He's 10-0 at this weight class. Cody Durden is.
Oh,
so
okay. What weight is it? 145?
This fought at 135.
Oh, cool. Okay.
If I'm not mistaken, let me make sure on that. Well, yeah, 135.
Okay. Gutierrez, however, on a 3-5 win streak right now. He just finished Vince Morales back, when was that?
When I called the second
May
second round knockout, and
yeah,
he got it by leg kick.
That's right. That's right. I forgot about that.
And that was only the... Oh, he has one of 13 leg kick,
yeah,
knockouts in,
dude,
UFC history.
Chris Nasty.
Yeah, he is.
Chris Nasty.
Cody Durden, a good wrestler, but I think he's going to be a little bit overmatched in this one. Chris Gutierrez took a huge leap in his last fight. He is right now the biggest favorite on the card. Oh, second biggest favorite on the card. Tied for first. I'm sorry. I'm going with Chris Gutierrez.
Same.
ANA MMA going to agree on the first fight of the night. We're both going with Chris Gutierrez. We move up to the featherweight division.
Yeah, we have Jamal Emmers taking on Timur Valiyev.
Yeah.
Valiyev? Valiyev?
Valiyev.
Valiyev. Okay. Cool. Pretty boy Emmers.
Mm-hmm. What, you want me to like start talking now or something?
That's usually how it goes. I just didn't know if you were
right.
Going to keep
right
on the schedule.
So looking at... Ooh, where'd they go?
Pizza.
They're going to pick it up?
Yep.
Nice.
I ordered pizza too. But I didn't know
oh, that. You got it for pickup?
Delivery.
What goofballs?
I'm getting pizza, wings, loaded JoJo's.
Wait, for delivery and they're going to get another pizza?
Yeah.
Why?
We smoke too much weed.
Facts.
Fair enough.
Looking at the tail of the tape here, Jamal,
no,
pretty boy, Emmers, 31. Timur Lucky Valiyev is 30 years old. Emmers is going to have a 3-inch height advantage and a 6... Oh, I'm sorry. An 8-inch reach advantage. Yikes. Valiyev actually fights out of Nick Catone MMA, though, with like Marlon Moraes, Zabit. I'm pretty sure that's like... What's his name? Mark Henry and them.
Yeah.
Yeah, so watch out for Valiyev. And then Jamal Emmers fighting out of Pinnacle MMA. What do you got on their records in recent form, Slim?
Jamal Emmers, 17-5, 0-1 in the UFC right now. Lucky Timur, 16-2 overall, making his debut. Timur actually is on a 6-fight winning streak right now.
Mm-hmm.
He last fought in December. He got a decision win over Thiago Costa. Emmers, however, lost his UFC debut to Giga Chikadze by split decision, and he was on a nice 4-fight finish streak before that.
Yeah. Let me just say, I'm really excited for Valiyev's UFC debut. He's long been considered one of the best 145ers outside of the UFC. So, him coming in, he used to fight in World Series of Fighting Slim. He was a standout in the PFL. So, this dude's got a lot of hype coming in. He trains with Zabit, Frankie Edgar, and those guys, so you know he's about to be good. He has wins over Chris Gutierrez and some other big names on the international regional circuit. This one's going to be a tough one to call.
Timur lost to Chris Gutierrez by split decision.
Did he? Did he fight him again, though? Did he fight him twice?
No. That was only his second loss.
I thought he won that.
And that was back in 2016.
My bad. Fucking bug in my hair. And then when we saw Jamal Emmers, he had a lot of hype behind him coming in. Didn't look too great against Giga Chikadze in his last one. Ended up losing that one, like Slim said, by split decision. I think this is a good matchup for both of these guys. It's going to be an exciting fight, but I'm really high on Timur Valiyev. I think he's going to come in and make a statement. Give me Valiyev.
Same.
ANA MMA going to agree on this one. We're both going with Timur Lucky Valiyev to defeat Jamal Emmers.
Is he the favorite?
Yes. He's the minus 170 favorite.
Nice. All right, moving on to the middleweight division. We have a bout against Marcus Perez taking on Eric Spicely.
Oh, boy. This is going to be one of the ones. If there's like three fights you need to sit in your seat and watch on this fight card.
You need to sit in your seat for this one.
This is one of them.
Yeah.
Because you're going to be leaving your seat because this shit's about to be exciting as fuck. Marcus Perez is a showstopper. And Eric Spicely holds his own, so this is a great matchup. Marcus Perez, 30 years old. Eric Spicely, 33. Both men 6'1". Both men with a 73-inch reach advantage. Eric Spicely training out of TriStar, and Marcus Perez training out of American Top Team. What do you got on their records in recent form, Slim?
Perez, 12-3 overall, 2-3 in the UFC. Spicely, however, 12-5 overall, 2-5 in the UFC right now. Spicely is coming off a loss against Darren Wynn. That was back way last year, almost over a year ago. You know, he was on a two-fight win streak before that, both by finishes, though. Perez, though, coming off a loss against Beef Wellington Turman. But he
didn't he get knocked out in that?
Unanimous decision. Mm. But he did beat Anthony Fluffy Hernandez before that with an anaconda choke.
Yeah, this is going to be another really interesting matchup. Looking at how they get it done. Both men love the stoppage. Of his 12 wins, Spicely has 10 stoppage victories, 4 knockouts, 6 submissions. Perez, of his 11 wins, 8 stoppages, 3 knockouts, 5 submissions. But when you look at how these guys lose, Eric Spicely, 2 knockouts, 2 submissions, 1 decision. If he loses, it's going to be by stoppage. And then Marcus Perez, all 3 of his losses, by decision. So, Eric Spicely, I know he likes getting the stoppage. He might need to take this one to decision if he wants to get the win. He uses more volume in his striking, but I think Marcus Perez is going to have the advantage on the feet. And then on the ground, Eric Spicely is a black belt, and Marcus Perez is only a brown belt. So, I think he might have the submission advantage, but I don't know if we're going to see this one go to the ground too much. I expect this to be a fun stand-up battle. I'm going with Marcus Perez in this one.
Same.
ANA, MMA, agreeing on the first 3 fights of the night, we are both going with Marcus Perez to defeat Eric Spicely. We now move down to the bantamweight division, and this dude was talking shit, right?
He was talking all that cash shit. It's Nathan Maness going up against Ray Borden.
So, man, really tough first fight. Ray Borg in the UFC. I mean, come on, bro. Is Ray Borg ranked right now?
I don't know.
No way.
I don't think so.
Anyways.
I thought he was. Hang on. Not at bantamweight. And not at flyweight. No, he's not even ranked. Wow.
Looking at the tail of the tape in this one, Ray, the Taz Mexican Devil, Borg, 26 years old. It's crazy. He's only 26, man. And Nathan Mayhem Maness is 29. It'll be Maness with a 6-inch height advantage. And he'll also have an 11-inch reach advantage.
Wow, making bantamweight?
Yeah.
That's O'Malley size.
Facts. What do you got on their records in recent form, Schleezer?
Borg, 13-5 overall, 7-5 in the UFC. Maness, 11-1, making his debut. He is coming off a round 1 TKO, minute and 39 seconds in.
Nice.
That was back in February. But he did have a loss for that. A sidekick? I don't know.
That got was, sidekicked, huh?
Yeah, that was back last
year. That's
tough. but that was that's his only loss. Ray Borg, however, just coming off a split decision loss over Ricky Simone, but he was on a 2-fight win streak before that back 2019 and early 2020.
Looking at how these guys get it done, we know Ray Borg, always a submission threat. If he's going to get the stoppage, it's most likely going to be by submission. Other than that, he is very happy to go all 3 rounds with you, which Maness is too. He has most of his wins by decision as well, but he's more looking for the knockout, so on the feet, I'm giving the advantage to Maness, but if it does go to the ground, I think he could be in some trouble.
Yeah.
Because Ray Borg is great on the ground. I don't know, dude. Like, Maness, I love when I see, like, championships and other shit. Like, he was the Bluegrass Brawl Bantamweight champion, the Warrior FC Lightweight champion, TKO Bantamweight champion, Hard Rock MMA Featherweight champion. Like, I like seeing shit like that. Kids got a lot of hype coming behind him. I'm actually going to go with the underdog in this one. Give me Maness.
Same. I thought you were going for Ray Borg, damn it.
Listen, pal. I'm not with the whole you agreeing with me on everything, because that makes it not fun.
Okay, so, I'm not picking Ray Borg. This dude's got how much reach again?
He's 6 inches taller than
him. The reach is almost 12 inches?
Yeah, it's something stupid.
No.
All right, A&A, MMA, agreeing, four in a row, both going with Nathan Maness. We move up to the light heavyweight division.
And we got Ed Herman taking on Gerald Meerschaert.
Gerald Meerschaert in the building, huh?
We were okay. Just speaking on him. Oh, so Gerald Meerschaert is fighting a light heavyweight.
Match made. All he has to do is win this fight.
Man, look at that. Look at you.
Look at us.
Man.
Who would have thought? Look at us.
Hey, look at us.
Look at us.
Who thought we'd be here? Huh? Not me.
I wish I could be on that show. That's my goal.
Do you even like spicy ones like that?
What?
Do you eat spicy like that?
What? Do you hear yourself?
I mean, you eat like spicy chips, but like,
bro,
what's your wing sauce at like Quaker Steak?
I have two of the hot. I got two joints that'll blow your wig back sitting in my house right now that I eat on my eggs.
What's your Quaker Steak go to?
Like when I go out and get wings, like I usually like I like sweeter shit more, but.
What do you want?
What, beer-wise? I got a beer. Right here. Thank you.
Anyway.
let's get into this fight.
So, short fuse, Ed Herman taking on Gerald Meerschaert. Ed's getting up there in age,
why
man.
Is your phone like red, Myers? Why is your phone screen like red?
Night mode. It's orange.
It's a mood phone.
Night mode.
I'm not hip.
Protect the eyes, brother.
That's all you got in this world.
You can be a little blind. I'm going to be looking
at
bitches.
Your eyes are part of your brain.
My eyes what? Better, Myers.
Your eyes are like part of your brain.
Like physically?
Yeah, so they degenerate.
Considered part of like, you know, I don't know how it's like an analogy, like your heart, like your blood vessels or something. I don't know, but your eyes are actually part of your brain.
Anatomy with King.
New segment.
That's a fun segment.
your neck bones connect to
you
your
guys.
Shoulder bones.
So, in the light heavyweight division, a fun bout here between Ed Short Fuse Herman and Gerald GM3 Meerschaert. Gerald Meerschaert, only 32 years old. Ed Herman,
Meerschaert.
39. Ed Herman with a 1-inch height advantage. I didn't think he was that tall.
Yeah.
And Meerschaert will have a 1/2-inch reach advantage. What do you got on their records in recent? Warm
Ed
slim.
Herman, 25-14-1, no contest, 12-10 in the UFC. Wow. Meerschaert, 31-13 overall, 6-5 in the UFC. Meerschaert is coming off a loss right now against Ian Heinisch. Tough outing. I mean,
yeah.
Really tough outing. But he's on a win-loss, double-loss streak. He's fought
yikes.
The best of the best, though. Darian Wynn, Eric Anders, Trevin Giles, Kevin Holland, Jack Hermanson. Come on.
Come on now.
Come on. Don't doubt my man. All right, Ed Herman, though.
Whoa.
Ed Herman's actually on a 2-fight win streak right now.
Yeah,
he knocked out Pat Cummings, and he beat Kadys Ibragimov.
Yeah.
Wild. At 39 years old. I remember back when we were watching the last time Ed Herman fought, he said, like, oh, my mentor, Dan Henderson, said that he was in his best shape when he was, like, getting close to 40, because that was, like, his old man strength. So maybe he's really finding his groove at the moment.
I think this is a tough matchup, though. I never locked the door.
Good to know. Glad you put that out there for the world to see.
Oh, come! I have told you guys, come in my house if you want.
You gotta fight the big boy and then the young dragon.
Yeah, baby dragon's scheming.
Hey, what are you up to?
Just with the Tommy gun, and the fucking fat old Italian,
in a blunt, your blunt,
yeah, my blunt, yeah.
God. Hey, I got this thing ready for dad to come home. I'll light it if you want me to.
I just come home. There's like three dudes tied up. Fucking bleeding profusely. They're like,
it's probably just sitting there going,
yeah.
Oh my god.
So
who are you picking?
I don't know, man. This is honestly a really tough one to call.
This is a good one for all you betting heads. Herman has gone to decision in 3 of his last 4 fights.
Nice.
I just think, I don't know. I think Gerald Meerschaert takes this one. Meerschaert's the -190 favorite over the +150 underdog Ed Herman. We move now to the featured preliminary bout that will be on ESPN.
It's Frankie Sines going up against Jonathan Martinez.
Yeah, Jonathan Martinez getting a good bump up in competition here. Well-deserved. Talented kid. I'm excited to see him in this one. When was the last time we saw Frankie Sines? Been a year and 4 months.
Wow. Yeah, he lost against Tito by round one finish.
Looking at the tail of the tape, Frankie Sines, 39. Jonathan Dragon Martinez, 26. Martinez will have a 2-inch height advantage and a 4-inch reach advantage. He fights out of Factory X with Anthony Smith and Devontae Smith and those guys. And then Frankie Sines fighting at a Fight Ready MMA with Henry Cejudo, Dracar Close, Tracy Cortez. What do you got on their records in recent form, Slim?
Frankie Sines is 13-6 overall, 5-4 in the UFC. Jonathan, I didn't even know he fought that much. That's crazy. Jonathan Martinez, 11-3 overall, 2-2 in the UFC right now. As I said, Sines coming off that loss to Marlon Vera. That was 2019. But he was on a two-fight win streak before that.
Who'd he beat?
Marab.
Wow.
By split decision. And Henry Briones. Okay. Jonathan Martinez, however, he is coming off a loss to Andre Ewell. That's a tough out. And it was by split decision. But he did win against Pingwan Liu and Willowee G.N. Buren.
Looking at how these guys get it done. So Jonathan Martinez, more of a stoppage fighter. He's got 8 stoppages of his 11 wins, whereas Frankie Sines, looking to use that Division I wrestling, he's going to try dragging it out all 3 rounds. And that's usually how Jonathan Martinez loses his fights, so I think that's something to look out for. Both of these guys have DQ losses, too. That's odd. What are the odds on this one? Jonathan Martinez, a -250 favorite? Wow. I think it should be a little bit closer than that, but I'm still going Jonathan Martinez.
Same.
ANA, MMA, just not disagreeing at all today, so that's super cool. We agreed on the entire prelims there. We're both going with Jonathan Martinez to defeat Frankie Sines. We now move to the 5-fight main card. And, dude, every single fight on this card is going to be bloody and fire. Like, there might be some quick knockouts. There might be some crazy submissions. I'm excited for it.
I love it. Very first fight of the night. I told you about this, what, last week? A week ago?
Yeah, I think so.
It's Trevin Giles against Kevin Holland. Holland takes this fight on 9 days.
That's what Kevin Holland does.
I know, because he's the trailblazer, boy.
Looking at the tail of the tape, both guys 27 years old, but Kevin Holland will have a 3-inch height advantage and a 7-inch reach advantage. What do you got on the records in recent form, Slim?
Trevin Giles, 12-2 overall, 3-2 in the UFC. Kevin Holland, 17-5, 4-2 in the UFC. We know he is not afraid to step up on late notice. Trevin Giles, though, coming off that win over James Krause, a split decision. He fought a dude way smaller than him. And then he lost to Gerald Meerschaert and Zach Cummings before that. Kevin Holland, however, he's coming off a win over Anthony Fluffy Hernandez, that big, quick finish just a couple months ago. Love that. And then a loss to Brandon Allen before that. And then he was on a 3-fight win streak in the UFC right before that.
Nice.
So, good for him.
So, Kevin Holland actually lands 60% of his significant strikes in the middleweight division.
Wow.
Which is the second best rate in divisional history behind Anderson Silva's 60.2. So, he could actually eclipse him in this one.
Wow.
But he's got a really tough one here with Trevin Giles. We know he's big, he's powerful, and he's not afraid to get in your face and brawl. I do think if this one goes to the ground, Trevin Giles could have the wrestling advantage. But, Ronnie, bro, get the fuck off me.
No, I was just reading your thing.
Okay. Motherfucking piece of shit.
Damn, bro. He meant that.
Yeah, I did. No, that was deep from the heart. I was waiting for you to do fuck something you, so I could bro. Tell you that.
That's deep in my balls.
Yeah. Deep in your balls.
That you like
that. I'm going Kevin Holland in this one.
Same.
Bro, what the fuck?
I what do you want me to do? What do you want me to say? What do you want me to do?
Are we gonna maybe disagree on one?
I'm sure.
Moving down to the lightweight division.
We have Groovy Lando Venata taking on King Baba Green.
This is going to be a banger.
a clash of two styles here, because Lando Venata, we know he's technical. He's throwing weird, unorthodox strikes, whereas Bobby Green is trying to get in your face, use his boxing, and knock you out. Looking at the tail of the tape, Groovy Lando, 28 years old, Bobby Green, 33. Bobby Green has a 1-inch height advantage, and both men with a 71-inch reach. What do you got on their records and recent form, Slim?
So these guys fought once in 2017.
Oh, yeah, and it was a draw.
It was a draw in 20 back then. Lando Venata, 11-4-2 overall, 3-4-2 in the UFC. Bobby Green, however, 25-10-1, 6-5-1 in the UFC. They also have a couple common opponents. Both lost to Dracar Close in 2018. Both won against someone named JP Reese.
What'd he do, bro? What's wrong with dude?
Both beat JP Reese, one in 2013, one in 2018. Let's see, what has Bobby Green been up to? He just got a win over Clay Guida. That was the one where he brought his dad out to the post fight. Yeah. That was dope. But he was on a 2-fight losing streak before that. Dracar and Francisco Trinaldo. Lando Venata, though, he got a win over Yancy Medeiros back in February, and then he lost to Mark D. Casey right before that.
Yeah. So this is going to be super interesting. I think on the feet, well, actually, statistically, every single advantage, significant striking stat, goes to Bobby Green.
Which is crazy.
Where'd you just flick that cigarette, bro?
No, you didn't, because it's in the yard.
You invited him.
He's about to go home. Or get choked out. It's going to be his choice.
It's on your yard.
Yeah. You flicked it.
In the ashtray.
No, you didn't.
Or in the...
I'm about to hit Ronnie in his little nuts.
What's wrong, bro?
He's on edge. He needs
like,
to...
He's really, like, not fucking with me right now. It's not cool. We're all friends.
Because he knows you're off Xanax.
I'm not off Xanax. I don't do Xanax, bro.
What the fuck? I do think if this goes to the ground, Lando could probably land a submission. He does actually have
that was funny.
Most of his wins by submission.
He told me to go home.
No, you can stay, Ronnie.
I know.
I'm going with the underdog in this one. Give me Bobby Green.
Bro! I'm taking Lando.
Why? You were going to take Bobby Green?
I want Bobby Green.
Bobby.
Well, sorry. First disagreement of the night. Slim's going with Lando Venata. I'm going with mean Bobby Green.
You guys can't pick the same guys.
Well, Slim's...
He's getting salty because I'm doing it too much.
Slim's, he's down by a lot, so, I mean...
So, sure, it's let me get down again for the listeners because it's a lot more enjoyable content when I... Oh, I'm going home. Fuck off.
Sounds like Marty's pee-rezzing his way into the money over here.
Yeah, I'm literally putting him under pressure.
Don't get the reference, but okay.
You're telling him who to pick.
I know.
Oh, yeah.
And he's listening.
How about that?
Moving up to the welterweight division.
It's Vicente Luque going up against Randy Brown. Man, fuck, I can't even believe Luque could still see after his last fight.
Oh, jeez. That wasn't even that. That was 2 months ago.
I know.
Like almost 3 months
that
ago.
That don't seem like that's enough recovery time.
Right. Looking at the tail of the tape.
Well, which is it? Do you agree or not?
What? I don't think it's enough recovery time.
Okay.
Vicente Luque, 28. Randy Brown, 30. Randy Brown's going to have a 4-inch height advantage and a 2.5-inch reach advantage. Ooh, Vicente Luque is ranked number 13 right now, so Randy Brown could crack that top 15 if he wins right here. What do you got on their records in recent form, Slim?
Vicente, 18-7-1 overall, 11-3 in the UFC. That's an amazing record. Rude boy Randy Brown, 12-3 overall, 6-3 in the UFC. These guys have hella common opponents. Mm-hmm. Nico Price, who Vicente beat twice.
Mm-hmm.
Randy Brown actually lost to Brian Barberina. They both got a win over Bilal Muhammad. Vicente Luque won. Randy Brown lost to Michelle Graves.
His name's Michael.
Okay, sorry. I was thinking Brazilian. Michael Graves.
What is Brazilian about that?
Yeah. Michelle Pereira?
Michael Graves. Where do you get Michelle at? Oh, my God. All right. Let's go on to the...
Anyway, both took L's to that guy.
Thank you, Batman.
Hey, wait, we'll save that. I want to talk to you about that. Save that for the... All
right, yeah. So Vicente Luque, we saw him in that War Against Ego price that was only 2 months ago. We won by Dr. Stoppage in that fight. I wish that one would have played out to this day. Randy Brown, however, coming off a 2-fight win streak, both finishes, Brian Barberina and Warley Alves. I'm taking Randy Brown.
Damn, you didn't even let me pick first. You're wilded.
What are you going to do, agree with me or disagree? Because it's a lot more fun for the listener when you disagree.
Tell him who you're right, bro. So I'm going to disagree. Give me Vicente Luque by knockout.
Oh, shit.
ANA MMA disagreeing on the last two fights. I'm going with Vicente Luque. Slim's going with Randy Brown. We now move down to the women's flyweight division and the co-main event of the evening.
I don't know about this one for a co-main event, but whatever. It's JoJo Calderwood taking on Jennifer Maia. Did you
this
see
is for a title play? Shot.
I know. Did you see JoJo, though, doing the fucking...
She like
Haka?
What?
The Haka?
No, she was doing the... she was repeating, like, Conor McGregor, like you're taking everything I've worked for.
Did she pull that off?
Really Myers. Badly. And then okay. And then they had her do the, like, let me bang, bro.
Let me bang, bro.
Bro, just watched, let me bang, bro.
I watched that video the other day. It's so funny. I wonder what that guy's up to. He lives in Ohio. That's a danger to society.
Do?
Yeah.
He
Julian Lane's
what if
from,
he comes to Browns game? Just wrecks people.
Let me I'm bang, on his bro. Side. Yeah. I'm
big
coming
time.
Up. Like, let me bang, bro. Yeah, let me bang with you, bro. looking at the tail of the tape, JoJo, 33, Jennifer Maia, 31. But JoJo will have a 2-inch height advantage and a 1.5-inch reach advantage. JoJo ranked number 3. Jennifer Maia ranked number 6. What do you got on their records in recent form, Slim?
JoJo, 14-4 overall, 6-4 in the UFC. Jennifer Maia, 17-6-1, 2-2 in the UFC. They both lost to Kaitlyn Chookagian. They both lost to Jessica Andrade. JoJo, as we know, was supposed to fight for the belt. I don't know what happened there. She beat Andrew Lee. She did take that L back to Kaitlyn Chookagian back last year. Going too quick here. Let me slow down a little bit. It sounds like I'm gurgling. Jennifer Maia, however, coming off a loss against Chookagian. If she wins this, I guess title shot, but I think the odds are definitely more in JoJo's favor for title shot if she wins.
For sure. I would agree with that. Looking at how these ladies get it done, JoJo, most of her wins come by decision, as do Jennifer Maia's. So I would like that bet. Whatever the over is on rounds for this one, go ahead and take that. Or just pick this one by decision. When you look at the stats, JoJo has most of the significant striking stats and a plus 1.8 strike differential to Jennifer Maia's plus 0.2. And JoJo has most of the grappling stats, but a black belt for Jennifer Maia and only a blue belt for JoJo. I do think Jennifer Maia could sync up a submission, possibly, but I see this one going all three rounds. JoJo controlling as much as she can, using her striking. I'm going with JoJo in this one.
Same.
ANA MMA agreeing on this one. We're both going with the minus 160 favorite over the plus 130 Jennifer Maia.
Hey, let's not.
Oh yeah, Slim does have a lot of expensive equipment around here.
Take it to the yard, Bubs.
You only got to worry about it.
You got to go through me first.
Oh, I got a bodyguard. I mean, physically, yes, I do have to go through you.
No, it's just because it's the witness protection. It's just because I don't know. Me and Ronnie gotta have it out tonight.
Bro, we're like Batman guys. Fucking, we're like Superman.
What?
Bro, Bobby Green spitting out his mouthpiece in this. It literally looks like a turd flying through the air. It's hilarious. This picture is hilarious. All right, let's move on to the main event of the evening and a showcase. Woo! That has been long coming.
The 22-year-old Ronda Rousey product. Jeez. She manages him. He's the boy. It's Edmund Shahbazyan in his first main event, taking on Derek Brunson. He's undefeated in his last 11 fights.
Yeah, where's that at? Who? Jared Brunson? Oh.
No.
Oh. I was about to be like, what? No, yeah.
Not even
in
close.
His last 11 fights, Edmund Shahbazyan's unbeaten. He's 11-0.
That's what I meant.
Yeah, looking at the tail of the tape on this one, Edmund Shahbazyan, like Slim said, 22 years old, and Derek Brunson, 36. It'll be Shahbazyan with a 1-inch height advantage and a 3-inch height advantage there for Derek Brunson. What do you got on there? Oh, and Number 8, Brunson versus number 9, Shahbazyan. What do you got on their records in recent form, Slim?
Brunson is 20-7 and 11-5 in the UFC. I feel like he's been around forever. Evan Shahbazyan, 11-0, 4-0 in the UFC. Perfect. I believe all of those are by finish.
Yeah, and all by knockout.
Including his win in Dana White's Contender Series. That's crazy. No, I lied. He took Darren Stewart to split decision. But he came back and dominated Charles Byrd, destroyed Jack Marshman, yeah. Ran through Brad Tavares.
Yeah.
Dude, wow. Derek Brunson, however, he is on a nice little two-fight win streak since his loss to Israel back in 2018. He beat Elias Theodoru and Ian Heinisch.
Yeah, looking at how these guys get it done. Two knockout artists going at it
here. I feel like Derek Brunson is really like a gatekeeper, though. Would you call him that at this point?
I mean, he's still top 10. I feel
like
you need to...
like, you got to pass him to, like, you know. And if you don't, you kind of fall back down.
Yeah, maybe like maybe another couple losses, I'd consider him a gatekeeper. Okay. Not yet, exactly. But both of these guys, most of their wins by knockout. Shahbazyan, 10 finishes of his 11 wins. Looking at the stats, every single significant striking stat, Shahbazyan. Shahbazyan averaging 6.7 takedowns per 15 minutes. But I don't think that's happening against the NCAA Division II wrestler. Derek Brunson. What's Brunson's takedown? Derek Brunson has 100% takedown defense.
Ooh.
Damn, I wonder if that's going to get tested.
No one's even trying.
I wonder if that's going to get tested. Probably not.
40% accuracy.
That's what I see in this one. I think Shahbazyan's going to come out swinging. I don't know. I'd be interested to see what would happen. I'm good. If this one actually did go, like, I don't know, maybe... third, fourth, fifth round.
It's three rounds only.
Oh, yeah, it is. Shahbazyan. 100%.
Shahbazyan.
Yeah. If it was a five-round fight, I might lean a little bit more towards Derek Brunson.
Bro, we didn't even talk about this. If Shahbazyan wins dramatically, he puts himself in the title picture right there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Right there. Him against Jack Hermanson.
Oh.
Oh. Buddy.
That is the fight to make. If
yeah.
Slim Damas called it. Good job, dude.
I love it.
Good matchmaking there.
I love
buddy.
It.
Slim Damas. Like
Slim. This is Monty Damas, and I'm Slim Damas.
Come on, bro.
I'm actually a dominatrix on the side, Ron.
But A&A, MMA, going to agree on this one. We're both going with the tied for biggest favorite on the card, minus 335, Edmund Shahbazyan. Running down our quicks here real quick. Our quicks picks in the bantamweight division, both of us going with Chris Gutierrez. In the featherweight division, both of us going with Tamer Valiyev over Jamal Emmers. In the middleweight division, both of us going with Marcus Perez over Eric Spicely. In the bantamweight division, both of us going Nathan Maness over Ray Borg. In the light heavyweight division, both of us going Gerald Meerschaert over Ed Herman. In the bantamweight division, both of us going Jonathan Martinez over Frankie Saenz. That is your preliminary card. You can catch that on ESPN. And then the main card will be going to ESPN Plus. So you're going to have that. In the middleweight division, both of us going with Kevin Holland to defeat Trevin Giles. Our first disagreement of the night in the lightweight division, I'm going with Bobby Green. Slim's going with Lando Venata. In the welterweight division, another disagreement. Slim's going with Randy Brown. I'm going with Vicente Luque. In the women's flyweight division, both of us going with JoJo Calderwood to defeat Jennifer Maya. And in the middleweight division, main event of the evening, both of us going with Edmund the Goldman. Goldman, the Golden Boy.
I love gold!
The Golden Boy Shahbazyan to defeat Derek Brunson. That is going to be a banger of a card. A lot of good fights, especially that main card. Make sure you go check that out. Only two disagreements for me and Slim on this one. I'll give you guys our updated records and shit next week. But, yeah.
Hell yeah.
That's all we got. I do want to give a big shout out to my cat Spyro. Dude's super cute, fluffy. So, yeah. Big shout out to him.
Ron John.
Shout out, Ron.
Shout out to Ronnie for showing up.
King yeah. Myers. Hell yeah.
Thanks for coming. Myers eating hot wings. So, we'll get his review on those. Here on the next podcast.
His eating style.
Yeah. Going
you went in eating, top down on a drumstick.
Moving the bone up. Like slid it in your mouth. Like
for what? That's how you do flats,
like
brother.
Your teeth is like a planer.
Wait, you went back? Huh? We gotta get out of here.
This is Garage Pod Talk, which, yeah, be on the lookout for that. It's about to be coming out right after this episode of A&A MMA. This was episode 120. Mothstar Scooters, bitch. Shout out to our new sponsor.
Rent now.
Yep. We're about to get rich.